Hello, I'm Dango Rose, and you're listening to the Mountaineer Podcast in conjunction with the Mountaineer Newspaper, the voice of the Peak to Peak, online and in print. Brought to you by Mountain Vale Media. Now, listen in for the show.
This is the Mountaineer Podcast, and I'm Marianne Rosen, bringing you stories, history, or lore from or about the mountains you live in. Springtime, a time when the weather begins to warm, snowpack begins to melt, the wildflowers bloom, adding beauty, color, and perfume to the air. Birds send forth their beautiful tunes, providing our days with music and a time to be getting out to enjoy the sun, emerging growth, trees, and fresh air. Here in the Peak to Peak area, springtime is a time that is wondrous, spectacular, and picturesque. Although the Peak to Peak can still see some snow throughout April and May, the increase in temperatures helps to begin melting the snowpack and warming the air. With temperatures historically rarely dropping below freezing in April, and not below 39 degrees Fahrenheit in May, and with daytime temps rising to the low 50s to mid-60s as the months progress, reaching highs of between 65 to 75 by the time that the summer solstice rolls around, snow melts, air warms, all allowing for easier and more comfortable access to the outdoors. Lakes, reservoirs, and creeks fill. With so many lakes dotting our region's landscape, one has their choice of visiting so many alluring ones. Chatfield Reservoir, Brainerd, Bayer, Upper Crystal, Gilpin, Crater, King and Diamond Lakes, along with Lake Isabel, are just a few of the charming bodies of waters to visit. Then, there is Barker Meadow Reservoir and the annual dam spill. With snowmelt and runoff, Barker reaches its capacity early, easily, and quickly. The overflow flows out over the spillway into Boulder Creek below, unleashing an incredible and stunning display. The amount of water that runs through Middle Boulder Creek during springtime is enough to refill the reservoir several times over. The rushing water provides electricity and springtime activities. The spill occurs sometime between mid-May and June, depending on temps, storms, and melt. Hiking is a common pastime in the region, with over 1,500,000 acres of forests, parks, wilderness, and open spaces in the Peak to Peak, containing over 500 trails located within, there is hiking for every ability. Outdoor activities abound with Roosevelt and Arapaho National Forests, Indian and James Peak Wildernesses, Caribou, Mud Lake, and City of Boulder open spaces, Lair o' the Bear and Genesee Parks, El Dorado and Golden Gate State Parks, Brainerd and West Magnolia Recreation Areas, and Barker Meadow Reservoir, all in our backyard. Camping, picnicking, wildlife viewing, mountain biking and climbing, rock climbing, horseback riding, rafting, kayaking, and canoeing are accessible to all. While out and about in the region, springtime is also a colorful time of year, with leaves budding green and wildflowers raising their charming heads to the sun. Pasque flowers, some of the first to arrive in our alpine and subarctic geographic areas, show their violet, bell-shaped faces to the world. Fields become awash in color. Purples, blues, and whites of the columbine, Colorado's state flower, reds, oranges, and yellows of Indian paintbrush, blanket flowers, alpine sunflowers, and cinquefoil, a member of the wild rose family, are all on parade. Pink fennel lily, common yarrow, and wild chives can be seen, just to name a very few. One of the more common wildflowers is fireweed. This showy purple-pink wildflower is native and a member of the evening primrose family. It grows rapidly and is widespread in areas previously burned by fires. Some of the best places to view massive arrays of flowers are Golden Gate Canyon, Arapaho National Forest, Indian Peaks, and James Peak Wilderness. But one can also find flowers anywhere while out walking. Spring is also a good time for birding. For those who love this pastime, spring is a time of awakening for many species. No list in Colorado for birders would be complete without mentioning the lark bunting. Other common native Colorado birds you may see are brown-capped rosy finches, belted kingfisher, the golden eagle, the American kestrel, the white-breasted nuthatch, and the black-capped chickadee. According to eBird, there have been recent sightings of osprey, bald eagles, Stiller's jay, bufflehead, black-billed magpies, and Clark's nutcracker, to mention just a few. A very rare snow goose sighting was also recorded. Head out to Wild Bear Nature Center on April 27th for bird walks with wild bear. If outdoor physical activities, walks, wildflowers, or birds are not something that you enjoy, one can always enjoy the more historical activities in our region. The towns in this area all came into existence primarily because of the Colorado Pikes Peak Gold Rush. Central City is a historical mountain mining settlement founded in 1859, and it became known as the richest square mile on earth due to its abundance of gold. Black Hawk, also established in 1859, was part of the Gregory diggings. Rawlinsville became an early transportation hub on the Rawlins Pass, needed because of, you guessed it, mining. The discovery of gold in Gold Hill led to the establishment of Ward. Although Nederland first became known as a trading post between the Ute Native American tribe and European settlers, it also had its big economic boon due to the discovery of tungsten, silver, and gold. Now known more as the gateway to outdoor recreation areas, Nederland has a great little downtown area and, of course, the Carousel of Happiness. Black Hawk and Central City are now home to casinos, restaurants, shops, and museums. The nice spring weather makes walking around a more pleasant experience. Central City is also home to several wonderful and historic Victorian-era houses and, of course, the Central City Opera House. However, with mining at its historic core, it only stands to reason that as the weather warms, one can still do some panning for gold or touring mines. The Heidi Gold Mine Tours and Panning, the Phoenix Gold Mine, Vic's Gold Panning, Argo Gold Mill and Tunnel, Earth Treasure Tours, and the Colorado School of Mines Edgar Mine are all available to satisfy your mining curiosity. If a mining museum experience is more to your liking, visit the Nederland Mining Museum. Just do not bump into any mischievous Tommyknockers along the way, those wee tricksters, much like leprechauns, who reside in Colorado's gold and silver mines and love to make noises, steal and move things, and extinguish candles. They are also known and seen as benevolent helpers who work alongside the miners. Hot springs are also a part of Colorado heritage. Arapaho and Ute Native tribes were the first to use the healing hot mineral waters to treat the sick and wounded and found waters to be sacred. Today, in our area in Idaho Springs, one can relax in the healing waters of the Indian Hot Springs, open to the public since the late 1800s. Today, the hot springs feature an indoor hot springs pool under a translucent dome, cave baths, a mud room, private baths, and outdoor jacuzzis. The region also has many breweries, including Busey Brews, Knotted Root, Very Nice Brewing Company, and Dostal Alley. And these do not include the many breweries in nearby Boulder and environs. On April 28th, there is an art and craft market at Busey Brews. As early spring continues on into the later spring, there are many upcoming events. Beginning on June 8th, 100 of the nation's top artists will be displaying their artwork when the Gilpin County Arts Association launches their 77th annual juried art show. Madam Lou Bunch Day and Bed Race, in honor of Central City's famous madam, takes place on June 22nd. Although technically summer, the Central City Opera's 2024 season begins on June 29th. The area is also teeming with musicians and bands, from music nights at the various breweries or at the Jamestown Mercantile, the Gold Hill Inn, or the very famous Caribou Room. Events, happenings, and music can be found at the Mountain Ear newspaper in print or online, as well as music listings in the newspaper or on the Mountain Ear podcast. Be sure to pick up a paper, go online, or listen. With so much to do and see, our peak-to-peak region is a great spot to visit any time of the year. But as temps begin to warm and sun shine, and as we head into spring and summer, it is a particularly beautiful time to be here. So perhaps we will see you on your visit to the Peak to Peak. Until the next tale from the mountains. Listen in next time to the Mountain Ear Podcast for another mountain tale. I'm Marianne Rosen. Thank you for listening.
And that's it for our show. Subscribe online to get access to more news, weekly updates to our community calendar, and a link to our YouTube channel by visiting themountaineer.com. Be sure to use the coupon code PODCAST when subscribing for a 10% discount, only available to our listeners. I'm Dango Rose. Thank you for listening.